Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So this story, we started speaking about it yesterday just because it absolutely blew me away. Driving school owners protest against the traffic officials, increasing bribery fees from 1,700 to 2,000. Of course, the cost of living has gone up, but the fact that we live in a country where this can actually become a thing is bizarre. Rudy Heinecke, who is a portfolio manager at Outer, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How much of your day do you spend just shaking your head in wonderment?
Good morning, Howard. Yes, this is, you know, this is ridiculous to think that people, you know, protest to get an increase on irregular, unlawful payments. Yeah, it is just, you know, it's outrageous. It's
but it shows the level. Doesn't it show the level of normalization? That's really what it does, is it indicates just how open and accepted it is that there's even a almost a tariff for this.
Absolutely, it is. You know, it's like a new norm in the country, and it doesn't, you know, stop with traffic officers. We see this, you know, across the board, from huge tenders at SOEs and institutions like Sunrail and Eskom, you know, down to a speed fine or a driving without a license or whatever, you know, a can of Coke or a tin of Coke or a 100 rand. And, you know, it is unfortunate that this is becoming the norm in this country.
So how is this dealt with?
Sorry, just say that again.
How do we deal with this? The fact that this could be, that it is so normalized, it's much, much harder to pull this back, because the fact that there's protests around this, not that there is bribery, but that the level is wrong, the prices are wrong, it means total re-education, because it's very hard to then convince people that this is actually wrong, because this is just standard business practice.
Absolutely. And it, you know, and it speaks to, you know, a person's integrity. It speaks to the, you know, every person's ethical values. And, you know, you play in the hands of corruption when you hand over that 100 rand when you drove too fast. You are the wrong party. You know, look at yourself and live inside the law. The laws of this country. So, you know, this is outrageous. And you asked me also, you know, what should be done? And in this instance, I think that, you know, the authorities there should have a good look at what is happening there. You know, do deep investigations into their own department and see, you know, is this just a farce or is this happening for real? Who are the culprits and hold them accountable?
Yeah, yeah. It's just remarkable. What happens now? What happens following an article like this?
Well, you know, I wish that we had the capacity to look at it, you know, in depth. But I would definitely hope that the authorities on that side, in that specific department, the traffic department, they, you know, will look at this. And I mean, it is wrong. It is just wrong. And they should look into it. They should identify the culprits, and they should hold them accountable.
You know, we had a situation with one of my kids who, unfortunately, as ridiculous as it was, because he's actually was one of the better drivers out of all of our kids at the time when he was going for his license, kept failing. And he said to us the one day, you know, everybody else, a lot of his friends are, you know, they leave this 1,500 or 17 or 2,000 rand in the, you know, in the ashtray there, and can't he just do that? And we had this, it was very difficult, because I kept saying no. No, you know, that's not what we're going to be doing. And I felt it was a very important lesson for him. But at the same time, it was very clear that he was failing for very little reason. And eventually we thought, well, is this, you know, that's the system. Are we meant to do it? We didn't do it. And he did get his license. But it was quite a traumatic experience for a kid who clearly could drive. He had been for the lessons. He knew what he was doing, and yet kept failing because perhaps he wasn't playing the system. And it was very hard for us to teach him that lesson because everything he was being shown was contrary to that.
Yes, and I know exactly what you're talking about. I was in a similar situation with my kids. And the thing is that, you know, people are really molting the system because you can think, you know, how dearly a kid of 18 years old want to get a driver's license.
Absolutely. That is, I mean, it's the total focus. Sure, sure.
And they are the vulnerable, easy to intimidate. And, you know, to get that kind of money out of it, because they so dearly want that driver's license. But I do also think that, you know, there's another side to the point. And that is the driving, the schools where they go to, you know, that teach them to drive and, you know, all the right moves and ways that they must drive and all of that. And there as well, you know, they do not mind these kids failing because they will come back for another lesson and another lesson.
Right.
So there are two sides to this point and we must look at both sides.
Absolutely. It's a very, very interesting conversation, but and important that at least it's out in the open that we can continue to talk about these things. Rudy Heineke, who's a portfolio manager at Outer, talking to us about that completely ridiculous situation.